Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know we're wrapping up the summer here. Technically, date-wise, obviously, summer's not over yet. And weather-wise, it's certainly not over. It's beautiful outside. So people are still hanging out by the pools and enjoying the warm weather. And I saw the perfect thing for the guy who wants to go and get some sun and maybe not have as many tan lines.
Oh, tan lines are an issue. Yes. What do you got?
They're transparent beach shorts. And they're on sale right now through at least three retailers that I found, Amazon being one of them. And they're these beach shorts that you wear, and they're completely see-through.
Whoa. I just Googled them.
What do you think? Would you wear them? Now, you can wear a Speedo underneath them, but then what's the point of wearing the shorts in the first place if you got a Speedo?
What's the point of wearing to the transparent to say, hey, I have shorts on, so technically I'm clothed, but you can see everything?
I don't really know. I'm still trying to figure it out. Why, if you want everyone to see what you have going on down there, then just maybe to say you have clothing on so people can't say, oh, this man is walking around in the nude. Well, no, I have shorts on, but they're transparent shorts.
Now, wait a second. Are you seeing ones that are now colored ones too, like the white and black ones?
This is what I have right here, and we'll post it.
Okay, so I saw that one. I saw a different one too, which has some slight coloring to it, which I think that will still allow tanning to go through.
Yeah.
Loose fitness beach shorts party.
I would still call the police if I saw a man wearing those. Not with the Speedo underneath, that's covered, but if a man was wearing the transparent shorts with nothing underneath, I think I would call the police. And I'm not trying to be mean, but let's be honest. When it comes to body parts, if you had to rank the body parts on what is the most attractive, that area would probably fall towards the bottom, don't you think?
Would fall towards the bottom, but would not be at the bottom of the list. I don't think that's the ugliest body part.
What do you think is the ugliest body part?
Well, first off, would you, between the two, your parts, my parts, or different parts, which would you say is the ugliest?
Oh, no offense, but yours.
Really?
Yeah.
Would it depend on the actual part itself? Because I think when it comes to your parts, I'm sure there are very ugly versions and also very pretty versions as well.
Let's just speak generally.
Generally, okay.
Okay, because you're right. Everyone's different. But generally, I think of women's parts as cute.
Cute.
And men's as, ooh.
Give me yours. Put a voice to it.
What?
Put a voice to it. So if she's cute, she walks. She just walked into the room.
Wait, are you telling me to give my part a voice?
She comes into the room and she's going, hi, hey, what's up?
No, she's like,
how's it going?
She's like, well, hello. How are you? My name, I don't know what my name is, but I'm. She's got a southern accent. She's like a Southern Belle.
Okay, mine walks into the room.
No way.
That, right?
I picture yours as, hey guys, how's it going? Hey.
Like Beavis. Yeah.
What's the ugliest body part? The ugliest body part of all time. Because if we're not going there, I say it's the elbows.
I wrote down elbow too.
Did you really?
I was gonna say, look, we all got them, the elbow.
Elbows are so ugly.
What's that extra skin on the elbow called?
There is a name for that. I forget it.
Ween or wince or?
Weenus.
Weenus?
Yeah, it's called a weenus.
Do you have a lot of weenus? Pull it down. How much weenus do you have?
I got a little bit of weenus.
Put your elbow straight. How much weenus? Ew.
Let me see your weenus. Oh my gosh, that's disgusting. That's like a whole nother body part.
But
are you sure you don't have like a Siamese twin attached to your elbow? That's like a weenus. Person.
Hello. Pull yours down.
Is that your weenus voice?
You can pull more.
That's it. Pull it.
I'm not going to pull your weenus.
Steph, she has her hand on her forehead.
I'm just shaking my head and I'm looking at you guys. I wish I could have recorded it.
Of us grabbing our weenus.
This is my weenus. Well, can Steph, I see your weenus?
What would you rank? So we now have three parts on the table. The Mercedes parts, the JC parts, and the elbow.
Okay, girl, rank boy, them. Elbow.
Girl, boy, elbow. Ugliest.
The ugliest is the boy.
Really? Come on, fellas, call up and defend it.
We're not saying we don't like it. It's just if you're just going on aesthetics alone, just like, hey, here's this, this, and this. Which one's more attractive?
Just maybe you haven't seen like the good looking group. There's like just like in high school, you know, there's cliques. There's cliques with that as well.
Oh, is there?
Yes. There's cool ones. There's out of shape ones. There's all kinds.
Okay. Do you think there's a body part, Steph, that's uglier than that?
Well, I think that ears are kind of ugly.
They are.
They look funny. They're not very symmetrical. And
what if the ear was the actual male part and that was actually your ears? Just say, okay, I got a little crazy with creating.
Oh, my God.
I'll make those what you listen with and those are what you'll reproduce with.
Shannon, you have a body part that's ugly. What is it?
It has to be the feet.
Ooh, the feet are pretty ugly.
Like the bottom of a foot or just the foot in general?
Just the whole foot in general. Even girls have ugly feet to where even if they paint them, it still doesn't look attractive. Like feet are just disgusting to me.
Yeah, there's certain feet. I think some women have some very beautiful feet, but I think for the most part, they just look like wedges of cheese, in my opinion. They're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like there they are, you know? Jocelyn, do you have a part that you think is uglier than any other?
I don't like Adam's apples. I don't like them.
Oh.
I think they're unattractive.
Google Rick Ocasek.
Okay.
Especially when guys are really on a roll talking and there's like, oh, it looks like that carnival game that you had with the hammer where the thing goes, ooh, and you try to hit the bell.
Oh, that's a terrible Adam's apple on Rick Ocasek.
Right? It's good, huh? Is this actually just on the air, this conversation?
Wait, oh, whoops.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.